WMAL News at 7, I'm Heather Curtis. The suspect in at least one of the deadly massacres at two New Zealand mosques Thursday was in court. At this point, he faces only one murder charge. At least 49 people were shot to death. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern.
Charges have been laid. We can expect additional charges. We'll be appearing in the High Court on the 5th of April. So there's obviously a process that needs to be gone through here. But I can say I am seeking advice on what will happen thereafter.
Meanwhile, police patrols at mosques in Loudoun County will continue throughout the weekend following the New Zealand mosque attacks. Sheriff Michael Chapman.
We will do this as long as it takes to make sure that everybody feels secure.
Haranessa Fariad with the All Dulles Area Muslim Society in Stirling says they're grateful for the help and support they're getting from the Sheriff's Department.
But all the mosques in the United States need to have their own security. And I say that to all places of worship.
She says the Adams Center already has armed guards, but will work with the Sheriff's Office to come up with a more aggressive security plan. A budget vote will be taken by the Arlington County Board of Supervisors today. The board will decide whether to give Amazon $23 million from hotel occupancy taxes over 15 years. Board Chair Christian Dorsey says Amazon's HQ2 is expected to increase revenues from that tax by attracting more people to stay in area hotels.
We take a baseline of the tax before Amazon. And then after Amazon, if that tax should grow in terms of the revenue that accrues to the county, Amazon will be eligible for up to 15% of the growth.
Critics say the county shouldn't be giving away millions to Amazon. Dorsey says the company's share would be small compared to the county's, which is estimated to be $130 million over that 15-year period. Maryland would become the first state to stop participating in the federal Title IX program due to a Trump administration rule under a measure that's advanced in the state's House of Delegates.
The Trump administration rule would prohibit family planning clinics funded by the program from making abortion referrals, a provision that critics denounce as a, quote, gag rule. The Maryland measure would prohibit the state's health department from accepting any federal money under the Title X family planning program if it excludes family planning providers and if it repeals the requirement for medically approved services. If the health department doesn't accept funding, the state would have to fund Maryland's family planning program at the same level as the previous fiscal year. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
In sports, the Wizards lost to the Hornets 116-110. Tonight, the Wizards play the Grizzlies at 7. Spring training baseball, the Nats beat the Mets 11-3. Today, the Nats take on the Cardinals at 105. And tonight, the Caps play the Lightning at 7. WMAL traffic and weather next.
Up one day and down the next. Our roller coaster forecast continues.
Likely going to get a bit messy around here with colder air on the move and low pressure tracking up from the south.
This spring, know before you go.
The region could be getting up to 5 inches of rain over the next...
Stay connected and get Washington's most accurate and dependable forecast.
Scattered storms developing late this evening.
From the Weather Channel at 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-423-4557. That's 800-423-4557. 800-423-4557. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
It's 7:05 WMAL traffic and weather. Here's Michelle Murray in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
If you're traveling in Arlington, keep in mind that on westbound 66, there's some emergency tree removal operations taking place between Lee Highway and Fairfax Drive, affecting the left lane, and right shoulder. And there will be intermittent complete road closures in place. And this will be 20 minutes at a time. And this should wrap up at about 11 o'clock this morning. Also, keep in mind that in the district, the ramp from southbound DC 295 to Pennsylvania Avenue blocked for weekend bridge work. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, mostly sunny and windy, a high near 54. Tonight, mostly clear, a low around 33. Tomorrow, sunny, a high near 51. Tomorrow night, a slight chance of rain, then a slight chance of rain and snow. Mostly cloudy, a low around 35. And Monday, a chance of rain and snow early, then a slight chance of later in the morning after early afternoon. Partly sunny, a high near 50. Right now, 44 in Woodbridge, 45 in Hyattsville, and 48 in Washington. I'm Heather Curtis on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Attention timeshare owners. Did some high-pressure salesperson twist your arm into buying a timeshare? Did they forget to mention that the vacation times you want will never be available or that it will cost you more to use the timeshare than if you just booked online as a non-owner? I bet that salesperson also forgot to mention your fees will go up year after year after year. They misled you. It's not right, and it's not your fault. Whether you bought decades ago or days ago, we can help. Timeshare Freedom Group's Freedom Process has helped thousands of people get out of unwanted timeshares. Let us help you be free from your regrettable, overpriced, and unavailable timeshare. We are the leaders in the industry with decades of experience canceling timeshares worldwide, legally and permanently. That's why we offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Start the freedom process now by calling Timeshare Freedom Group at 877-978-2940. That's 877-978-2940. 877-978-2940. Or come meet us face-to-face at your local office. TimeshareFreedomGroup.com.
Why are you checking your phone?
I'm so sorry. Let me just finish this up. There. I placed a trade for tomorrow morning. Boom.
Wow, I didn't know you did that.
Yeah, I've been taking classes at Online Trading Academy.
Really?
I was just feeling really stuck, you know, frustrated, trying to get ahead. But they taught me some really great skills, and I'm loving it. They've taught me all these new strategies designed to produce income and grow my retirement savings.
It's Online Trading Academy?
They're a world leader in teaching people how to become traders and investors.
You think I can learn this?
I mean, of course. I was just glad I signed up for their free class to see if Online Trading Academy was right for me. They show you all kinds of different strategies you can learn to make money trading and investing and to adapt to the market, whether it's going up or down.
How do I get started?
Online Trading Academy invites you to their next free class. If you call 877-304-TRADE right now and register, they'll send you a free online video course so you can start learning right away. 877-304-TRADE. 877-304-TRADE. Or otaclass.com. 877-304-TRADE. Or otaclass.com.
Now, the Saturday morning update. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL.
Saturday morning update on WMAL, and we kick off the 7 o'clock hour every weekend with John Gizzi, White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Rick, and what a beautiful morning it is.
John, a first at the White House for President Trump, his first veto, the Congress and Senate passing legislation that would prevent him from declaring a national emergency. He has vetoed it, and I wanted to get your perspective on that and what's next in that debate.
This is phase two. Congress voted to overturn the president's state of emergency, which he enacted with the stroke of a pen. The votes were 12 Republicans breaking ranks in the Senate to support stopping the emergency, 13 Republicans in the House doing so. Of course, every Democrat saying he felt it was his duty to do that, and now it will be up to both houses of Congress to come up with two-thirds of the vote to override the veto. The chances of that in either the Senate or the House are slim and none. Does this mean that Mr. Trump will be able to start moving the money around and begin breaking ground on the wall? Hardly. It is almost certain that once the legislative gymnastics are over, this drama will reopen in the stages of the third branch of government, the judiciary. It is likely, in fact, almost a foregone conclusion that the Democratic governors of California and New Mexico will go into federal court and enjoin the federal government not to begin building the wall. This will take a response from the Trump administration in court, and it could go all the way to the Supreme Court. In the meantime, he can't touch the money or break ground. Now, assuming that everything goes and a state of emergency is declared and there are no remaining barriers, we are talking about ground being broken on a wall sometime in 2020, right in the middle of an election campaign, and you can guess what the main issue of debate will be. Sometimes I wonder if Mr. Trump is not so unhappy about all this legal gymnastics after all.
The big discussion Friday, Beto O'Rourke enters the presidential race. That changes the dynamic this week. Your thoughts on his candidacy?
Well, here's an historical shibboleth, and it's vintage Gizzy. If Beto O'Rourke would be nominated, he would be the first major party nominee to be nominated for president 2 years after losing a bid for the U.S. Senate since William Jennings Bryan of Nebraska in 1896. That was quite a feat, and Bryan was quite an orator, so he was able to overcome the previous defeat and win the grand prize, although he didn't become president. Can Beto O'Rourke do the same? Not certain at this point. Beto O'Rourke nearly won the Senate race in Texas, but he was running against a highly controversial opponent who was no doubt public enemy number one of many Democrats nationwide. That, of course, was Ted Cruz, and Cruz survived. In a primary field against fellow Democrats who have warm feelings throughout the party, I'm not certain he would have the hate factor to raise the money that he did. But who knows? For now, the media enjoyed yesterday a period of Betomania.
Joe Biden, of course, has been flirting with a presidential run, and I know that you may be contrary to most popular belief in whether he will run or not. So my question is he just trying to remain relevant and string this out and not run, or do you think he will?
The historian Victor Davis Hanson noted that the only Democrat older than Joe Biden would be in another year, Vice President Alvin Barkley, who was 76 in 1952, was flatly told by organized labor, Mr. Vice President, you're too old. Joe Biden, historian Hanson said, is being told by many Democrats already, you're too white. You don't fit in with the image of the party, with young people, with its diversity, and its emphasis on the future. He is the past. I don't know how true that is or what Mr. Hanson's sources are. I know this, that at 78, with some domestic dysfunction among his own children, and after not exactly setting the world on fire as a candidate for president in 1988, or 2008, does Joe Biden want to go through this one more time? It would be a remake of the last hurrah, but in this case, the hero would probably lose again.
The first press briefing at the White House in 42 days. You ended up making a little news there, too.
I certainly did, and it was asking a question that was on anybody else's mind. Don't give me too much credit, Rick. Any reporter could have been asking this question. Sarah Sanders happened to call on me. And that was, would the president express full confidence in the embattled Secretary of Labor, Alex Acosta, or could we expect a change in personnel? Sarah's response, as millions saw on television, was, and I quote, "The matter is under review, and I have no announcement of a change in personnel, but if I do, I'll let you know." The matter of course, is something that resurfaced in the Miami Herald with a vengeance. How, a decade ago, then U.S. Attorney Acosta made a deal for the sentencing of billionaire Jeffrey Epstein of Palm Beach for sex offenses. These included child pornography, a very serious offense in Florida. For this egregious crime, Mr. Epstein received, thanks to the agreement by the U.S. Attorney Acosta, 1 year in a low-security prison when he could go to and from work during the week. And then he was under probation for 2 years, and normally that makes travel outside the area difficult. He went overseas to play golf. One judge said that this violated sentencing guidelines in a big way and was hurtful to the families of those who suffered at the hands of Mr. Epstein. Now, why this didn't come out when he was appointed Secretary of Labor, why it didn't come out in the FBI investigation, this reporter has no idea. What is important now is it is surfacing, and it's hurting like the Dickens. And it hurts the Secretary of Labor, who already is not exactly a poster child in the White House. Last month, sources told me, Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney brought in the Secretary of Labor and gave him a thrashing for not trying to deregulate rules that were helping organized labor and upsetting business. He was basically told, shape up or ship out. This has nothing to do with what he did as a U.S. attorney. When you add up those factors and realize his status at the White House is minimum high regard, I'd say Secretary Acosta will be ex-Secretary Acosta within a month.
717 Saturday Morning Update, WMAO. We will continue our conversation with John Gizzi right after traffic and weather. We're going to talk about that Michael Cohen testimony and what impact that has had on the president's popularity. But first, Michelle Murray is in the WMAL Traffic Center.
If you're traveling in Arlington, keep in mind that on westbound 66, there's some emergency tree removal operations taking place between Lee Highway and Fairfax Drive, affecting the left lane, and right shoulder. And there will be intermittent complete road closures in place. And this will be 20 minutes at a time. And this should wrap up at about 11 o'clock this morning. Also, keep in mind that in the district, the ramp from southbound DC 295 to Pennsylvania Avenue blocked for weekend bridge work. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
For today, partly cloudy with a high of 53. Sunshine tomorrow, high of 52. Some clouds Monday, high temperature 48. Mostly sunny Tuesday, high of 49. And Wednesday, it warms up a little bit, will be to 55. Mostly cloudy on Wednesday. Our overnight lows for the next five nights will be in the mid to low 30s. 45 now in Washington. We're headed up to 53. And it's 7:18 on the Saturday Morning Update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
The Saturday Morning Update continues, and we continue our conversation with John Gizzi at Newsmax. Seems as though we've almost forgotten about the Michael Cohen testimony after it was the bombshell of the week. But a question for you is, how is this playing out in terms of the support for President Trump, and what are the poll numbers showing?
My opinion is not that important on it. The poll numbers show, among other things, 80% plus of Republicans do not believe Michael Cohen, and 70% plus do not believe there was Russian involvement in the U.S. elections in 2016. Michael Cohen is someone who has lied before, perjured himself, and that automatically hurts his credibility as a witness against his former boss and hero, Donald Trump. In addition, there's another factor. When you talk to Republican activists around the country and people who know the nuances of campaign and Republican organization, they can't find anyone who remembers or cares to remember Michael Cohen. They're loyal to the president. And when the campaign managers for Mike Huckabee and Ron Paul in their respective presidential runs agree on this, you know that Republicans across the board are saying, Michael who?
John, Brexit has been in the news this week, and in 25 words or less, could you present a lesson on Brexit for Dummies here?
The British Parliament voted to ask the European Union to extend the March 29th deadline. It's up to the EU's 27 member nations now. Now, the late Dr. Stephen Hawking once said, "I can explain any subject except Brexit." I just did what the late Dr. Hawking wouldn't do.
Well done. John Gizzi, White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. John, as always, thank you very much. Enjoy St. Patrick's weekend.
I'm going to enjoy St. Patrick's Day, but because it is the birthday of someone appropriately named my wife, Colleen. And I can just say, those who follow me on Twitter know her as SW, Smarter Wife. And she's not only Smarter Wife, she's been someone who's been my business manager, my home editor, and my very best friend. For 16 years, going on 17, she's been there for me. And this weekend, I'm not going to do any work, just celebrate her birthday. Happy birthday, Colleen.
And unlike Beto O'Rourke, when you announce your candidacy and she's sitting next to you on the couch, you will let her speak.
Mm-hmm. I fear, honestly, what would happen if I didn't.
7:21 now, Saturday morning update on WMAL. Coming up, we'll talk with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer and Cheryl Atkinson between now and 8.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 3 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Every weekend, host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune into WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 3 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding here on WMAL.
Why stay local when you can go global?
It's gonna be free right about now.
With Norwegian Cruise Line, you can shift out of traffic and into vacation mode. Before you know it, you'll be free at sea. What is free at sea? It's your choice of up to 5 free offers, like free unlimited open bar, free shore excursions, and more. So sail to the Caribbean, Alaska, or Hawaii, and vacay your way, only on Norwegian. Visit NCL.com, call your travel professional, or call 1-888-NCL-CRUISE. Norwegian Cruise Line. Feel free. Ships Registry, Bahamas and USA. Restrictions apply.
Put yellow in your lot and green in your wand. Alban Cat, your local Caterpillar dealer, is now offering 0% financing for 48 months or cash back. Visit our showroom in Manassas or digwithcat.com. That's digwithcat.com. Dealer territory restrictions may apply.
Meet Abe and Shelly Abish of Abish Financial Services.
Get comfortable with money matters.
Yeah.
Start talking about it. Start learning about it. Come in, you know, to our events. Come into our office to learn more. And then once you start learning, one of the main keys that you need to remember is to pay yourself first. That's step number one. And come in and put a plan together. Let's talk about your concerns, talk about your needs, and what you want to accomplish.
Find out more about Abish Financial Services Saturday afternoons at 2 here on WMAL and at RetirementKeyRadio.com.
Larry O'Connor here, and I want you to do what I did, and that's lose weight, get healthy, and feel great about yourself. Thanks to EMP Winnerty Weight Loss, I feel great about myself in so many ways. And it's not just, oh gosh, I look skinnier now, or my clothes fit me better. No, no, no. I literally feel better. I have more energy. I sleep better. I don't have aches and pains in my joints or lower back. Because why? Well, I'm not carrying around an extra 40 pounds. It ain't easy. You go to the gym and try to lift 40 pounds right now and then try to walk around all day with it, right? Well, that's what you're doing. Maybe you're carrying around even more than that. That's why it's so important that you finally take your health seriously, and that starts with losing that extra weight. You know it. Your wife's been telling you. Your doctor's been telling you. Maybe your husband's been telling you, but he's in the doghouse if he has, so he's probably not telling you. The point is, at EMP 180, they care about you and want you to get fit and healthy. And by the way, so do I. So do what I did. Lose that weight. Feel better in every way. Get your consultation right now in Tysons, Rockville, Woodbridge, Alexandria, and Ashburn. Call 855-888-0180 or visit them online at emp180.com.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. As you can imagine, roofing companies get slow in the winter. That's why we created the Super Slow Pay Less Than Half Way Later sale. And let me tell you, it worked. Because it's a crazy deal. Giving 60% off roofing materials and 5 years interest-free financing? Yeah, that's over the top. But like most good things, it came to an end. And we've been flooded with calls from customers who want that crazy deal. Obviously, that type of sale can't last forever. but it can last for now. So the one-of-a-kind deal is back on the table. 60% off all roofing materials, plus interest-free financing until 2024. What? Call New Look Home Design at 1-800-279-5300. That's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. For now, crazy is back.
Saturday morning update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. It's 7:25, and you obviously have heard by now about the huge bribery scandal, getting children into schools that they probably wouldn't have qualified for had there not been an elaborate scheme to bribe everybody from, tennis coaches to people that are taking SAT exams falsely for these students. Well, the dominoes continue to fall. People magazine is now reporting that Lori Loughlin's daughter, of course, Lori Loughlin of Full House fame, her daughter Olivia Jade will not return to the University of Southern California in the wake of the scandal. She's a 19-year-old YouTube star. She has, quote, no plans to return to USC when the classes resume on Monday. Of course, her mom was indicted and arrested for the alleged involvement with the college fraud scheme. The source reporting to People magazine said, quote, she can't handle anything right now. She seems more and more upset every day. She just wants to stay home. Okay. Not real clear whether her sister will be returning to USC when classes resume on Monday. And, this is just going to continue to snowball as the investigation continues. 7:26, Saturday morning update now on WMAL.
Now you can listen to WMAL at home, at work, or anywhere in the world on your Amazon Echo device. For one-time setup, say, Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Once that's done, whenever you want to listen, simply say, Alexa, play WMAL. More details at WMAL.com.
Catholic cemeteries are sacred ground.
We as Catholics choose a Catholic cemetery to be buried as Christ was buried.
If you need help facing a death in the family, talk to your parish priest.
I encourage you to make arrangements for your burial site, your sacred ground.
Secure the place where your family will come in prayer. Call 301-871-1300 or visit our website at ccaw.org.
In baptism, we are buried with Christ and resurrect with Him to new life.
A message from the Catholic cemeteries of the Archdiocese of Washington, including All Souls Cemetery and Gate of Heaven Cemetery in Montgomery County, Maryland, Resurrection Cemetery in Prince George's County, Maryland, Mount Olivet Cemetery in the District of Columbia, and St. Mary's Queen of Peace Cemetery in Southern Maryland.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down this year by sending out heart-stopping letters, aggressively garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance. And you'd better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. Don't let tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, the number one tax resolution firm. They are experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands, even tens of thousands. Optima's resolved over $500 million of tax debt for their clients. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and will fight to get you the best deal possible. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-908-1755. That's 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Simply Safe is the fastest growing home security company in the country, protecting over 3 million people already. They protect your home 24/7 with no contracts, no hidden fees. You can order your Simply Safe system online, just a few clicks, and you'll see it feels good to fear less. Go to SimplySafeUSA.com to get free shipping, free returns, and 10% off your system. SimplySafeUSA.com.
7:30 News is coming up next with Heather Curtis. Then we're back with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer and Cheryl Atkinson. And we're going to look into the Peter Stroke and Lisa Page revelations in their testimony. Came out late in the week. Also, we'll be talking about North Korea, the terrible attacks in New Zealand, and also the Trump veto. It's all on the way. WMAL.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Download the TuneIn app so you can take us with you wherever you go. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News now.
WMAL News at 7:30. I'm Heather Curtis. A man faces only one murder charge for allegedly carrying out one of the two mass shootings in a New Zealand mosque Thursday. He was in court today. In all, 49 people were slain at the mosques. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern expects more charges to be filed and new laws to be enacted.
One of the issues we're facing is that the guns that were used in this case appear to have been modified, and that's a challenge that we will look to address.
The suspect will be back in court April 5th. Incentives for Amazon will be in the spotlight when the Arlington County Board of Supervisors meets this afternoon. The board will decide whether to give Amazon $23 million from hotel occupancy taxes over 15 years. Critics of Amazon say the board shouldn't vote on incentives until the community has a chance to directly address concerns with Amazon representatives. Board Chair Christian Dorsey says an Amazon rep was taking questions at a meeting at George Mason University.
We, in fact, invited many of the groups that have organized against Amazon to attend. They chose not to.
A lengthy public hearing will be held at today's meeting before the vote. Two local cold cases could be solved, but the suspect will never be put on trial. DNA evidence connected Kenneth Day to the killing of a woman and the rape of another in Montgomery County more than two decades ago. Day died in 2017. In sports, the Wizards lost to the Hornets 116-110. Spring training baseball, the Nats beat the Mets 11-3. Up next, traffic and weather on WMAL.
It happens just once a year, and it's big. The big screen stores big. Once a year, close out, blow out. Save big on every Samsung big screen TV. How big? How about up to $3,000 on Samsung end of model year big screen 4K UHD TVs? Save big on every last overstock and floor sample model. We're closing them all out. The big screen stores big. Close out, blow out is a once a year event. But as always, we double the length of your TV warranty free. And our prices beat Best Buy, Amazon, and warehouse clubs every time with our legendary expert service and installation second to none. If you've been waiting for the perfect time to buy your new big screen, this is it. Don't miss the big screen store's big once a year closeout blowout. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
If you're one of the over 30 million Americans with achy, painful legs or unsightly varicose or spider veins, now is the time to call Virginia Vein Care. Their doctors specialize in the comprehensive treatment of vein disease. At Virginia Vein Care, your consultation is with one of the physicians at their locations in Tysons, D.C., or Percival. Call 703-506-VEIN or visit virginiavaincare.com. Don't wait. Insurance covers most procedures. That's virginiavaincare.com. 703-506-VEIN.
It's 7:33 WMAL traffic and weather. Here's Michelle Murray in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Expect some delays in the district on DC 295 southbound from about East Capitol Street to Pennsylvania Avenue with a long-term work zone there. And also keep in mind there is a weekend ramp closure from southbound DC 295 to Pennsylvania Avenue for some bridge rehabilitation work, and that will be closed all weekend. Also keep in mind that on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, in both directions between 197 and 32, you need to keep your speeds at 40 miles an hour due to some poor road conditions. There are numerous potholes in the area to watch out for. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, mostly sunny and windy with a high near 54. Tonight, mostly clear, a low around 33. Right now, 47 degrees in Washington. I'm Heather Curtis on WMAL.
Have you been thinking of buying a home? Are you a first-time home buyer with lots of questions? The main question is, how do I even get started in this whole process? The way you begin is to tune in to the Underwriter's Corner on Sunday, 11 a.m. to the noon hour. Put any question you have directly to the underwriter at First Preference Mortgage. All the loan officers will also be available to talk to you one-on-one. This is one time you don't get voicemail. Getting pre-approved is free. There's no cost to you. Know what you're qualified for, how much money you will need out of your pocket, and what your monthly mortgage payment would be before you go out looking at houses. Join us on Sunday at 11 a.m. here at WMAL 105.9 FM, AM 630 WMAL. I look forward to talking with you on Sunday, 11 a.m. for the Underwriter's Corner.
Don't miss the Underwriter's Corner with host Bill Parisi, Sundays at 11, right here on WMAL.
Has foot pain changed your lifestyle? Hi, I'm Jonathan Cotton, and I love long-distance running, yet a few years ago, the pain in my feet was debilitating. I tried new shoes and drugstore cushions with no results. Finally, I went to the Goodfeet store and found the answer, personally fit arch supports. They helped so much I ran my first marathon that year. Then, because I believed in the Goodfeet system so much, I bought the store. Come into the Goodfeet store today for your free personal fitting and test walk. The Goodfeet store is located in Rockville, Richmond, Newport News, and opening soon in Fairfax.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 4343 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 4343. Enjoy.
This is the Saturday Morning Update on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
7:37 Saturday Morning Update. I'm Rick Fowler. We are joined by Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. He is the author of Operation Dark Heart, trained CIA intel operative, and also the president of the London Center for Policy Research. Tony, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Good to be on, Rick. Thanks.
Of course, the world was shocked yesterday by the attacks at the mosques in New Zealand. 49 killed. The shooter, the big question mark about the shooter, Tony, is obviously motivation. He was in France, and he says he was inspired when he was in France, and he saw immigration there, wrote a 74-page manifesto. And obviously one of the biggest concerns is he part of some kind of an international movement, or is he a lone ranger? What are you hearing so far?
Well, so far from what I've read and seen both behind the scenes and public is that, no, he essentially was someone who, I would say, went insane on his own, picking out pieces of information to justify his insanity. Let's look at just some of the components of the attack. Well, I don't know how many people out there have seen the video. I did go ahead and watch the entire video, his live streaming. It's available for those who want to see it. And one of the notable features of this thing is that if you look at his weapons, every single weapon, they were all black, all had white writing on it. And that white writing was essentially his mantra, I guess. He had put information about previous attacks from the right wing on all of those weapons. And so it's very clear that this individual, I believe, was first and foremost insane. He found an outlet to justify his anger and insanity, and by doing so, he was able to kind of construct this entire canard, this entire little world of his own that justified his bad acts, that justified his anger. That's what I think this is. I don't see this as linked to something bigger. I don't think this is something that directed by some other organization. I think he took inspiration from ISIS did essentially his bad acts because he's insane and had to find a justification for his anger.
Well, the viciousness of the attack and the live stream, I mean, that's out of the ISIS playbook, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, he, I think, had really taken lessons and internalized how ISIS turned the media into an outlet for their very horrible message. And he, again, I don't want to get in any great detail here, but yes, his attack, if you watch the video, was horrific, and it was meant to be to do what ISIS did within their programs of media, to cause hate, discontent, to inspire others to hate, and clearly he really, you know, he really he's kind of the far right extreme of what ISIS did.
All right, I want to turn to North Korea and
sure.
Talk this week that they're threatening to pull out of the negotiations and that they may start up testing again. And first question is sort of who wins and loses? In other words, what are the consequences for North Korea? What are the consequences for the U.S.?
Well, so far, so good regarding us. We didn't lose anything. I mean, this is where I've seen people go crazy about President Trump walking away. I've seen this completely false narrative from the left saying President Trump went into the meeting unprepared, which is like laughable. Mike Pompeo had laid out options, and he's a military guy, so the way he did it, he laid out essentially a path forward with different, you know, if this happens, then this. And so in this case, you know, every other time in the past 25 years, every administration at the point in time where they were faced with the leader of North Korea caved. They always gave them something. They always wanted to appease and hope for the best. President Trump didn't do that. He walked away basically saying, if you want a deal, you need to give in and go along with a certain set of agreements. So I think we're in good shape. Un, on the other end, is not doing so well. I mean, they continue to have an economy crashing. They have people who are starving, and if they start up their very provocative missile program again, I think they're going to suffer even more. So I think at this point in time, you know, we've come out of it just fine. We're now in territory that we've not been in before because other leaders have not stood strong against the North Koreans. So I think I'm still believing we're on the right path.
And you've written an opinion piece that appears in the Delaware Gazette. Headline on it is Kim's Loss is America's Gain. And there's been a lot of criticism about any credibility that he may have gained by being put, you know, sort of on a equal footing with President Trump in these summits. But is there another side to this in that now that he has gotten somewhat of that, let's say he's gotten any credibility out of it, now is he less credible because we've made that outreach, the president has made these attempts, and now he's going back to his old tricks, even after we've done probably the most significant outreach ever to try and turn this around?
No, I think it simply shows that we have been working in good faith in a way that no other administration in the past have. The United States now has said, look, you have a path to economic freedom for you and your people. If you choose to take it, you can become as prosperous as Vietnam, and I think that's another reason Vietnam was selected as the venue. If you don't, then you can continue to suffer, and inevitably, you'll see catastrophic failure. And this is where we, again, in the past, have given them stuff to essentially prolong their ability to continue. I mean, remember, Rick, in one agreement, we actually fed the people of North Korea. So we enabled their bad behavior. That enabling is stopped. And I think that's the key thing to watch now is what they do. They may act out again. It's very possible. But in the end, they're just not going to go much farther because they can't.
And also in your article, you point out the situation for him at home. Not only has he got the North Korean people to worry about, but what about his generals?
His generals have been a problem from the beginning, and I think they'll continue to be. So, again, that's something that we have to work to de-escalate. The momentum of a society that's bent on war for, you know, nearly 50 years, over 50 years, it takes some time for that to work through. So it's going to be a process, not a overnight miracle.
I want to turn to the testimony that was released this week of Peter Strzok and Lisa Page. Of course, this was the testimony. It was done behind closed doors. A lot of people talking about a lot of angles here, and what stands out to you as kind of the highlights or what is going to affect this investigation as things go further about the relationship of the Obama Department of Justice to the FBI investigation?
Well, there's three things I think we have to look at here that we need to understand. First, from the evidence so far, all roads lead back to the White House. That everything that was said in those hearings, Rick, indicates to me that there was very, very clearly some level of approval by the White House to do what they did. And this is something people have theorized. There's new articles out about it. And I think Lisa Page has brought the White House much closer than ever to being directly responsible for both the clearing of Clinton and her server issue, as well as essentially setting up this narrative, the Russian narrative, to go after and investigate Trump. Secondly, we do understand that within the context of the approvals, that there was, and it's important to remember, the presumption of the time, Rick, at that during that period was that Clinton was going to be the next president, that these people were acting in such a way to essentially support her coronation as president, and therefore their actions were all taken in the context of how can we personally benefit from the new president, how will she see our actions. We were never supposed to know everything we now know about what was going on. The whole FISA thing, all the things going on behind the scenes, that was all supposed to be kept from us. And I believe, and I said this before on your show, that this was meant to be a punishment for Donald Trump after the fact. And third and most importantly, this was meant to be essentially the government itself, the deep state, picking aside all these things. All these people who are so-called professionals were kind of all kind of falling in with the idea that we're going to go in with the people who are politically on one side or the other, and that's very dangerous. So those are the three things I think we've been able to see and confirm from the context of everything that's been coming out regarding the Page and Strzok testimony over the past few days.
Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, and really appreciate it. I want to point people to your article in the Delaware Gazette, and the headline on that article, Kim's Loss is America's Gain. As always, Tony, thank you very much.
Hey, thanks, Rick.
You betcha. 7:47, Saturday morning update on WMAL. Quick check of the traffic and weather, then we will talk with Cheryl Atkinson. Michelle Murray's in the WMAL Traffic Center.
If you're traveling in Virginia, in Arlington, keep in mind that on 66 westbound between Lee Highway and Glebe Road, Fairfax Drive, they are doing some tree removal operations. Should be in place till about 11 o'clock this morning at the latest, and watch for various lane closures. Right now, they're along the right side, but they will be doing intermittent full closures of the westbound lanes, so do keep that in mind, and this will be in place until the tree is removed. Other than that, no other problems to report other than some slow traffic on southbound DC 295 from East Capitol Street to the work zone at Pennsylvania Avenue. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Partly cloudy today, a high of 53. Sunshine tomorrow, high 52. Cloudy on Monday, high 48. Sunny again on Tuesday with a high 49. And warms up on Wednesday to a high of 55. Right now in Washington, 46. We're headed to 53. 7:48, Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
It is a Saturday morning update on WMAL. It is always great to have Cheryl Atkinson with us. She is the host of Full Measure. That's on ABC7 every Sunday morning, 10 o'clock. Cheryl, great to have you with us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Of course, a lot of attention paid to border security this week, the presidential veto, so that he can move forward, if he can get it through the courts, to construct a barrier between the United States and Mexico and the important areas. And it brings up the topic of MS-13 gang violence. And we hear a lot about MS-13 and the viciousness of the gang. As an example, Stafford County this past week, 5 MS-13 gang members charged with murder, the victims stabbed over 100 times and then lit on fire. MS-13 is mentioned periodically in the news, but the media typically doesn't really dig deep into it. But you're taking a deep dive tomorrow on Full Measure as the show brings us face-to-face with MS-13 in Honduras.
We always try to, as you say, dig a little deeper or go off narrative and provide something a little different. And for our cover story, our Jonathan Elias went to Honduras to go firsthand and see why so many people from that region are making that dangerous trip, not just to escape Honduras and maybe end up in Mexico, which is safe for them. But they come all the way to the U.S., which is much harder. They really risk their lives in many cases. So while there, he found out that much of the reason for some of the young people leaving has to do with the gang violence and MS-13. And while there, Jonathan got the chance to actually go visit and meet and sit down with a couple of hitmen from MS-13. Why is this important? Well, this is the element, the criminal element, that comes across the border many times, not just the honest, deserving people that we all know about, but there is this criminal element and many crimes being committed every year in the United States by these MS-13 gangs, which are established in many cities in the country.
And they're a very, very vicious, brutal gang.
They murder, they burn people, they torture people, they recruit girls into sexual trafficking. I did a story on that last summer down in the San Diego area. So, yes, and they're getting a stranglehold, you know, law enforcement tells us, in almost every community in this country now, not just places, big cities where you kind of might expect them, but they're all over, and they're recruiting in places where you might not imagine, including public schools, where they are placed and they're allowed to enter public schools, even with officials sometimes allegedly knowing in advance that they've admitted being a member of this gang. They are sometimes allowed into our public schools.
You also cover a topic that I think can be interesting to a lot of people, and that is depression and how we treat depression. And I think there's been sort of a traditional approach, and it's typically a lot of medication. But you have a world-renowned psychiatrist on the show tomorrow that looks at things differently.
I call him a renegade, and the reason I'm putting him on the program is, you know, we hear a lot about the good that medicine does, and it does a lot of good, but you're not going to hear the other side a lot. And in my view, that's partly what I've seen is because the drug companies buy so much advertising on TV that we don't do the kind of reporting we used to do about commonly used medicines and drugs that can cause serious problems that are sometimes misrepresented in criminal ways, where drug companies have paid billions of dollars in criminal fines because of the way they promote or use or the things they do with prescription drugs. And you just don't hear about that as much. Well, I thought this was an interesting view because this psychiatrist is in a specialty that relies primarily on prescription drugs to treat patients. And he says he's never prescribed a drug for any sort of mental illness. Well, why, you may ask? He says they don't work. Now, I know that differs with FDA, that differs with his colleagues, but it's a really fascinating view. He says there's scientific evidence supporting what he says, and he thinks we ought to be looking for alternatives. So if you want to hear an alternate view on some of this stuff, I think you'll be really interested to hear Dr. Peter Bregan talk about this on Full Measure.
So many people either have someone in the family or know somebody close to them that is suffering from depression, and it's a debilitating illness that many people just cannot, you know, conquer it. I want to turn to something that you're quite well known for, and that is following the money, where our tax dollars are going. You've got a very interesting story on how dollars are being spent for some unique, what I say, educational purposes.
Yes. I mean, you know, this stuff happens all the time, and it's always fun in a maddening way to get examples of how our tax money is being spent and in some ways wasted. This was a list compiled by Senator Lankford, who looks at follow the money and taxpayer waste issues. And he looked at taxpayer money that's spent supposedly for the arts, which in of itself, some people agree and some disagree how much money we ought to be spending on that, especially when we're $22 trillion in debt. But even if you say, yes, I support the arts with our public tax money, this is stuff like a lot of our tax money being spent to support a mariachi band master's program in California, and to support the study of Russian wines. I mean, these are things that even if you really do support the arts, that you might still say, I'm not sure in today's environment that millions of our tax dollars ought to be going to this sort of thing.
A lot came out this week in testimony from Peter Strzok, from Lisa Page. That testimony was released this week. And Senator Lindsey Graham came out and said that there are two key questions after those revelations. Number one, was the Clinton investigation short-circuited to help Hillary Clinton's chances at winning the presidency? And was the Russia investigation launched as a, quote, insurance policy in case Trump won? Other revelations this week, but just in general, as you watch this, what strikes you as we move forward?
Well, it reminds me of the story about the tortoise and the hare. The hare in this instance would be the Russia investigation that early on, even before Trump took office, there were so many saying he was going to be impeached. He colluded and conspired with Putin that, you know, he was some sort of Manchurian candidate. Everybody was sure of it. At least a lot of people talking about it didn't even really make it an allegation. They simply said this was the fact. But this other part of the story was more like the tortoise. There were hints as to the notion that our intel community, or at least some bad actors in it, were politically weaponizing their tools and using them against Trump and his associates. Well, the evidence for that has slowly and steadily come forth in the past couple of years, the tortoise, and the hare has kind of fizzled out. Now, we still don't know what Special Counsel Mueller is going to find, so I'm certainly reserving final judgment until we hear that. But it sure looks like now that the turtle is pulling ahead, if you see those two investigations as the tortoise and the hare.
Cheryl Atkinson, tomorrow morning, Full Measure, ABC 7 at 10 o'clock. And Cheryl, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.
It's now 7:56. You're listening to the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL.
WMAL. It's all about the conversation.
Appreciate the voice you give me.
Chris Plant.
You're funny. You're insightful.
Larry O'Connor.
Thank goodness for your humor.
Rush Limbaugh.
This is it.
Mark Levin. 105.9 FM. WMAL. Where Washington comes to talk.
Retirement questions? You can bet Kelly Campbell probably has the answer. Join him every Sunday afternoon at 1 for Right on Retirement. With more than 25 years of experience, Kelly can help take the guesswork out of your retirement planning. Right on Retirement is your source for all things retirement, from how current events could affect your savings to strategies to maximize retirement income and everything in between. Join us, Right on Retirement, with the president of Campbell Wealth Management, Kelly Campbell, Sunday afternoons at 1.
You get more for your money at Thompson Creek. This is Mary Walter, and Thompson Creek Window Company does it all. They design, build, and install replacement windows so you won't pay the middleman markup. Thompson Creek Window Company is absolutely your best choice for replacement windows. Most window dealers buy from a manufacturer, they mark them up, and then they hire a subcontractor to install them. Thompson Creek builds their own windows in their own local factory. You get high-quality windows at an affordable price direct from their local factory. Right now, save even more during their biggest sale of the year with 25% off every window, plus zero interest until October 2020. This offer is for a limited time only, though. See thompsoncreek.com for all the details. You get more for your money at Thompson Creek. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK before the biggest window sale of the year is gone.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 3 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Every weekend, host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 3 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding here on WMAL.
Don't miss St. Patrick's Day's weekend at Bar Louie. Green beer, Irish whiskey, and smoking deals all weekend long. Bar Louie, join the gastro bar revolution.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
It's switch and save days at Comcast Business. Right now, when you switch to the nation's largest gig speed network, you save on fast, reliable internet. Get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for a two-year agreement when you add 4G LTE backup and one voice mobility line. That's $600 off our regular yearly price. And if you sign up by April 7th, you'll get a $300 prepaid card, too. So don't wait. Switch to fast, reliable internet with Comcast Business and enjoy 4G LTE backup. Just one more way we take your business beyond. But hurry. Switch and save days ends April 7th. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offer ends 4/7/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. Two-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra subject to change. Prepaid offer ends 4/7/19.
That's it for the Saturday morning update. Heather Curtis has the 8 o'clock news, then it's Garden Sense.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Download the TuneIn app so you can take us with you wherever you go. WMAL, a Cumulus station.